I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
As we drift our way through the last weekend, the last day of 2005.
The last hours. The moments are slipping away.
As we reflect back and forth, back and forward. 05 was a very interesting year, especially from a technology world. We were attacked by more and more things and people and items. We had to have more and more stuff in our computer just to be able to get on the internet. Like, you can't go outside without the thermal nuclear protection anymore. If you're going to get on the information superhighway, you better have an H1 Hummer with a machine gun turret, and it's getting pretty insane. The good news is, all of that stuff you put on your computer to protect yourself in 05 will be needed in 06, and none of it was wasted. And, just part of being on the information superhighway. So just, just kind of let the shoulders kind of relax and, just keep reading our free weekly newsletter so we can kind of keep you posted on real threats and real solutions. Yeah?
Yeah, and the newsletter subscription is available, like Ken said, free of charge, and it's quick and it's easy. It's at datadoctors.com. Look for the place where it says subscribe and follow the kind of instructions that are there.
Actually, if you go to the free help center, you can subscribe. You can look at archives. You can see exactly what it is we send out. See if you like the quality of our content before you allow it into your inbox. And first part of the year next year, we will be introducing our RSS podcasting interface. We're going to teach you all that those of you that don't already have an RSS reader and the ability to see, RSS is real simple syndication. It's a real easy way for us to get information to you without email and all this other stuff, and you can choose to see what you want to see, and it's really, really cool.
For those of you who have been saying, I every once in a while I stop getting your newsletters, this is going to solve that problem.
Exactly.
Which frustrates us equally as much, if not more, than it frustrates you. So
let's see if we can help Bert on line tree, who has a question about his Compaq Hue as well.
Yes.
Happy New Year, Bert.
Same to you.
How can we help you?
Frequently, and your lead-in to your program, you mentioned never turn your computer off. You can trust no one. I was wondering what the advantages or the disadvantages might be leaving the computer on all the time.
Well, there are two camps when it comes to this issue. The tree hugger camp that wants you to save electricity, and then the esoteric. If you don't let the computer do much other than sit there, it's probably going to last longer camp.
And that camp also believes that if the computer beeps in the woods and no one's around to hear it, that it actually didn't make a sound.
Well,
What?
I
don't know.
So here's the deal. If you are an active user of the computer and you're on and off all day long, turning it on and off a bunch of times a day is not something we would recommend you do, because the highest likelihood of a drive failure is during startup.
And the drive failure, although not the most expensive component or the most expensive part of the computer, it is the most traumatic to lose a drive unless you have a really good backup mechanism.
Oh, but Bert's backing up every single day, right, Bert?
Of course. But
yes.
Well, I notice what seems to me when I start up, when I start from a cold start, it seems like the computer's really working hard.
Well, yeah, it's got to do more things to get everything all kind of started up and wind up. You know, you got to go from 0 to 7 or 10,000 RPMs, depending upon the type of hard drive you have. All your fans and cooling fans have to kick on, all those kinds of things.
So would I be correct in assuming the energy savings by turning it off is actually negligible? Or
No. It could be. Obviously, there's no way to say that having something running is going to be somewhat more energy efficient than not having it running. So
if you're going to not use it for a week in between, well, obviously turning it off makes sense. But for somebody like me, I use my computer like at home. My wife and I are on it all the time. And then at work, it's on pretty much all the time because I'm working, supposedly.
You can have, and most systems will go to a lower power consumption mode, typically known as standby or hibernate. There's a couple of different modes. In fact, if you want to learn more about the differences, it's one of my columns from a couple of months ago in the free help section of our website. It explained the difference between standby and hibernate. Those kinds of things will help you with the energy conservation side and also put you in a position where you can hit the space bar and it comes back to where you were. It doesn't take near as long for it to start up, so on and so forth.
I'm not all that concerned about the energy savings.
Well, I was going to say, if you are concerned about that, the big energy hog is your monitor. So you can physically turn that off anytime you're not going to be using it. Turn it back on. And
well, that, and if you have a laser printer, that's a huge energy drain. So turning that off or making sure it has a power conservation mode that comes on.
It's not huge.
Laser printers?
No, it's not huge.
When that fuser kicks on and you hear that thing charge up and it's got to shoot lasers off inside of there and burn the paper and make that thing black?
No, I'm talking about when it's just sitting idle. It does cycle its toner every so often. So if you have a laser printer, you know, again, you will. I mean, we're talking pennies here. We're not talking about dollars in a month.
But it seems like with a laser printer, that'd be a powerful thing.
If you really want to get this thing nailed down, you might be able to save $10 or $20 a year.
So you're suggesting leave it on all the time?
I have three computers in my home. They are never turned off other than for maintenance or what have you. But I have a lot of active internet users. So again, your use of the computer really determines what we'd recommend you do.
We do have one exception to that rule when we do recommend you turn them off, and not only turn them off, but unplug them. And that's during the monsoon season. If a big storm is whipping through and you're around, that's the best way to protect them during those big electrical concern areas. But otherwise, yeah, they're on all the time. For
us. Guaranteed to keep you out of harm's way if you unplug it during those storms. But otherwise, yeah, you can. Now, good power protection if you leave it on all the time. You know, these battery backup units are so inexpensive. There's a huge number of them for under $50 that will actually keep the thing running if the power goes out. And also helps you with not just surges, but with what's known as sags, which is actually a more common power condition where you don't get enough power for your computer to go.
I think you guys have answered my question, and I really appreciate it.
You bet, Bert. Happy New Year, and let us know how this whole...
Tell me about that battery thing again.
It's just known as a battery backup. It's an oversized surge suppressor. It's going to be really heavy because it's actually got a battery in it. And what it does is, if the power goes out, it keeps your computer running for 5 to 10 minutes, depending upon the type of computer you have, so that you can get in there and shut it down properly. But more importantly, it's constantly filtering the power coming in so that, you know, if a surge comes through, it's got that handled. If the air conditioning kicks on, you get a little dim, you know, a little sag, that kind of thing. It helps with those kinds of issues as well. So it's just a good piece of protection to have for
everybody. What do those units run?
There's a whole bunch of them under $50.
I think in our stores we sell them somewhere starting at like $45, $50 maybe.
$39 to $49, really depends on the size and what have you. So.
Well, thanks so much, you guys.
You bet, Bert. Good luck in 2006. Leave that computer light on.
Just like the motel?
Something.
Right? You hear that music?
I do.
You know what that music means?
Caffeine?
It means that?
It's like Pavlov's dog over here.
And it means that JD, Ken, Jeff, and Dan are all going to have to stand by for just a few moments, and please be patient with us. We promise we're going to get to your calls. We're going to get to your questions. We're going to get you solved. We're going to get you satisfaction.
Ring a bell and I'll salivate. Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
And a lyric from the BNL.
We got a free line open at 602-277-5827, and we're hoping you'll join us right now online, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see links to resources. You'll see a preview of our Geek Speak of the Week, and you'll see links to ask a question
and
or make a suggestion right there.
We're going to try the worldwide introduction, the premiere of the remote support live, I don't even know what we're going to call it, session.
The super-duper cool thing.
It's really cool. Stay tuned for it.